And away we go. It's a rainy Monday morning, Monday, April the 13th, 2020. 4-13, 2020, 17 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. And if I sound a little husky voiced, if I sound a little tired, it's because I had a great Easter, and I hope you and your family had a great Easter. Easter was busy for me because last night we came in here and did a special, a two-hour live special on WWGH Radio. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, was here live in studio. We had a great time with Ted last night. Terry Tackett sat in as a co-host. And because of all that, during this morning's show, it's a great pleasure to welcome back to these microphones, after a four-month absence, a man who used to be on this program many, many times over the last 6 years, and I think hopefully will now be making regular sporadic appearances once again. Regular sporadic. Does that go together? We welcome to the microphones this morning Terry Tackett. Terry, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott.
Back to the show.
Glad to be back on the show.
Back
in the saddle, as they
back
say.
Back in the saddle, as they say, during COVID.
Sporadic, regular? Is that
regular, sporadic
regular
appearances.
Regular, sporadic, okay.
Well, because I said regular, and I thought, well, regular is often.
Means you'll be here every
week. Every day. Yeah, I thought, well, is that every day? But sporadic, but then sporadic sounds like too little.
Right.
Sporadic sounds like once every blue moon.
It's like a happy medium.
A happy medium. So somewhere between regular and sporadic is where we'll end up.
Yep.
So last night, Ted was in the studio, the man with the golden voice, 2 hours. Well, he was actually here for three. We had a lot of fun with him.
Yeah.
What'd you make of the whole thing?
I thought it was great again. Ted, you know, every time he comes in, it's always a lot of fun and a lot of good things. And
he, I think, gave a lot of great insight last night into what's going on in the country. Also, we were able to talk about Easter. We were able to talk about the COVID. We were able to talk about him, which a lot of stuff, when you know somebody as long as I've known Ted at this point, you end up learning things still to this day because he's had an interesting life.
I was going to say, I really liked his take on the, when you asked him about addiction, I thought that was a really good answer he gave.
And also, one of the best conversations we had with him last night, and I don't know that I've ever dove that deep, I knew he had the problem, but he went into his depression? Did I say depression?
Depression, what?
Listen, I might go home early today. I don't know.
Call it a day.
It's a little rough getting started. Depression? Where did that come from?
Don't know.
Depression.
Yeah.
And his bipolarness.
Yeah.
And talked about how he doesn't want to get out of bed some days and how it is a fight to do what he wants to do. And that, to me, is the essence of depression. Because here you have a guy who everybody knows, who when he goes out in public is beloved by everybody, but yet he has just as dark moments as everybody else.
Yeah, normal people, yeah.
And you would never guess that from Ted because he's so upbeat and so high energy.
So outgoing and, yeah.
It's just, it's interesting to me because if there was, that's the thing with depression. There are so many people who have it who you would never guess have it.
Yeah.
Never would guess.
It's one of those almost like the, like I call it like almost like the hidden, like the hidden disease, like you said. People, I mean, it doesn't discriminate. I mean, you got athletes and you got actors and actresses and, and just normal everyday people.
Well, the interesting thing about it is if you're not, I'm going to try to make this distinction, but if you are not in the public eye, like say Ted.
Right.
It's probably easier to admit you have that problem, but when you're in the public eye, I hate to say it, but there is a stigma that is still attached to that illness. Shouldn't be at all, because it's a chemical imbalance. It's not your fault that you have that, and it has nothing. Depression's the wrong word for that disease to begin with, because you're not depressed about anything.
No.
But yet you have just dark days, and I hate that there's a stigma to that. But you know, I hate the word stigma. I think one of the problems with things like depression and other issues that hold that stigma, as the word is, is that not only now do you have to fight having the illness, which is real, but now you've got to fight the stigma.
Uh-huh.
Not only do I have it, but I've got to fight the stigma that people associate with that.
The labels that they attach to it, you know, I mean, how many times, he's lazy or what, you know, just didn't want
to. Or just get over it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you just didn't want to get up today, you know.
Or he makes those decisions, and he's angry today because of the bipolarness.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is not always the case. Sometimes, you know, somebody just screws up your order, or you're just having a general bad day like anybody else.
Absolutely.
You would never go up to somebody who was not diagnosed bipolar, who was angry, and say, oh, that's your disease. No, you would just say, well, you're angry.
Yeah.
But if you know the person has bipolar, you blame it on that.
Yeah.
And that's the stigma.
Mm-hmm. I was just saying, how many times do you see that a lot, you know, that...
Oh, I hate it. I think it's really unfortunate because we've got over a lot of stigmas in this country. Cancer used to have a stigma.
Really?
If you go way back.
Oh,
in the beginning, if you had cancer... That was a stigma. People couldn't even bring themselves to say the word that they had cancer. But now, we race for the cure.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Parkinson's. Parkinson's used to be a horrible... When Muhammad Ali was diagnosed, it was a horrible thing to have. You know, it was a problem with your brain, and it caused all kinds of things. But now, we fight Parkinson's with hope. You know, that's their campaign. So I think... And AIDS in the beginning was people were so fearful of AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And now people wear the red ribbons and they do what they can. But depression and anxiety and bipolar and all those mental illnesses never got that.
It's kind of forgotten, you know, a little bit.
I think it's because you don't... Well, some people die from it. Unfortunately, suicide is the end result. But nobody takes it as serious because it's not terminal cancer. You know, you're not going to die immediately from it. It's not diabetes where you could lose your legs. It's not those things. But it's just as bad or as some cases worse of an illness than other ones.
Well, I think anytime there's an imbalance there, you know, in your brain, you know, or whatever, it's obviously going to cause a lot more problems than, you know, than what you can see, you know.
And it's hard to tell somebody that's your problem. Or, you know, I'm not going to show up today to work because my depression's out of whack. You know, that...
Right.
No boss is really going to accept that unless you have a really good boss.
Mm-hmm.
And, agoraphobia, where you hate to go inside places? Think about that. If you cannot go inside big places, what a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really makes life hard to navigate. And Ted, I think, was a perfect example of that last night.
He was. Mm-hmm.
So I'm so glad he had that conversation, which I don't think we had ever had.
Right. I was going to say, sitting here listening to it last night, I don't think I've ever heard, I've ever remembered him... talking about that.
I think he even told us the medication he was on.
Yeah, he sure did.
So there you go. So I hope that maybe we can do more shows in the future on mental illness, because we do shows, like right now on the COVID, we do shows on that, we do shows on cancer, we do shows on diabetes, we do shows on those type of things, but sometimes depression does get left off. I mean, we do an occasional show every so often about it, but not like I think we should.
Right.
Firsthand from people who have it.
Absolutely.
So maybe that'll be coming in the future.
It could be.
And we'll get rid of that stigma that is around there.
Once and for all.
Just eliminate the word stigma from the dictionary,
mm-hmm.
and we would solve a lot of problems.
Yeah.
You know, okay, you have that. That's a disease.
Let's
go forward and deal with it.
Yeah.
No problems there.
You got it.
So here we are. On a Monday morning. Had a great time last night with the Golden Voice, Ted Williams. So, other than the depression conversation, what did you think was the most fascinating concept in last night's program?
I just thought the whole kind of, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, like the whole program in general. I mean, just hearing some of his experiences and some of his stories about different things, the Dr. Phil show, for example, and, you know, just things like that. I mean, he just has a great insight on no matter what topic you give him.
He really does, and I've always said Ted, who was a DJ for most of his career, I believe would make a great talk show host.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I would love to see him do a sit down, you know, a show similar to like a Tonight Show or something like that.
Yeah,
because I mean, the one time he did, I think he did have a guest or whatever. We had him. He had the guy, he did what the Hotel Rwanda.
Hotel Rwanda guy, who was great. But we had a great party last night. And you know what? Here's what's interesting to me. We're all in this COVID-19 thing. And we are trying to stay 6 feet apart. And we're all trying to have groups of 10 or less. And yesterday's Easter. That's a very big holiday. Yep. And hopefully everybody had some kind of celebration or some kind of fun in what we're able to do. But last night to come here and laugh and have fun and sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game and just do everything we did.
And here is COVID-19 song.
COVID-19 song. And,
yeah, that was funny.
Ted got put on the sequin jacket, and it was just a lot of fun. So I hope everybody had a good time listening to that last night. And it's in the replay, so you'll be able to catch it as the week goes on here if you did not get a chance to catch it last night. And if you didn't, where were you?
Yeah. Well, he wanted people to call in and just wish him a happy Easter.
Well, we did get a call in last night from somebody who corrected him on something.
Yeah, on the medal.
On the Medal of Freedom. Yeah. And also, last night we learned something, which we're not going to talk about this morning, but it's a conjunction effort that is now a complete done deal.
Yes,
and
yes.
Maybe a bigger done deal than ever has been done before. So, stay tuned to this station.
Big announcement.
Big announcement. So, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You won't want to miss that. That's it. To me, and you're an unbiased person in this, how big of a game changer do you think
I was just sitting here thinking, this could change the landscape of radio as we know it. I mean, locally.
Well, I mean, nationally, how do you think it could change the landscape?
I think also, too, it's definitely going to...
If you miss this, folks, you got to stay tuned.
Here. Yeah, I mean, this thing could be, it could be huge. I mean,
huge.
Yeah.
To coin a phrase.
Huge.
Huge. It's going to be huge. Also this morning, we have something very fun during this time of COVID-19, and this was an idea that was hatched by you. Now, talk a little bit about this.
Well, the other day, I was just sitting around bored, of course, like everybody else. You know, you're quarantining, and you're just, you know, kind of really doing nothing, so I thought... I'm gonna have a little fun with this. I was at work and I thought I'm gonna have a little fun with this quarantining thing. So, I YouTubed a bunch of old David Letterman top 10 lists, and so I kind of came up with my own little version of the top 10 lists, but mine are reasons about quarantining.
Now, what is the category today?
The category is top 10 reasons you know you've been quarantined too long.
Top 10 reasons you know
you can tell you've been quarantined.
Top 10 signs you've been quarantined too long.
Too long.
We'll come up. So that'll be right after 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, we'll do that.
When we come back from the 9 o'clock news, we will have the top 10.
Of course,
10
these are my, just, you know.
Your thing.
Yeah.
Top 10 signs you've been quarantined too long.
Yeah.
So you will not want to miss this. For love nor money this morning. That's how we do it. Also, I want to remind people, because this is going to be a plug all week long. This Friday night, our Friday Night Live show that we've been doing here on WWGH, I think it started back in January, 8 to 10, every Friday night here on the station. This Friday will be quite possibly the biggest show in the history of the Friday Night Live show. And we've had a lot of good shows. We had one from Nashville at one point. Now, here's what's going to happen. I had a co-host, which, you know, sometimes things just don't... nothing bad, I guess, as I want to say. Right. But sometimes things just don't...
schedules sometimes get in the way.
Life gets in the way.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Yeah.
So that happened. And then we had a series of co-hosts for about a month. This Friday night, we announce the new permanent co-host of Friday Night Live.
Oh, I've been following that. Okay.
And I will tell you this. The new permanent co-host will make that show an A-plus show.
All right.
I'm telling you, it's going to change the landscape of the Friday Night Live show. And from here till we all die, which is how long the show plans to run. Until we all die, it will be one of the best shows on radio.
Cool.
Now, here's the hints I'm giving you.
Okay.
The person is blonde.
Okay.
That's my big characteristic hint.
Uh-huh.
And the person is someone that you've heard before. Those are the only two hints I'm giving. Now, the reveal will happen right after we go on the air Friday night at 8:15. So, but that's it. The two hints are blonde and somebody you've heard from before.
Hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
Got any guesses, Terry?
No, I don't. I'm sitting here trying to... Drawing a blank.
But this is not a guest co-host.
Right.
This will be the new permanent
okay.
co-host.
From now till the end of time.
From now until sign-off.
Till your final mic drop or whatever.
My final mic drop. When I finally drop the mic, bam, this will be it.
This will be it. You and this person.
Me and this person will be together. How do they used to say that? We'll be together forever. Until forever comes. That's how it'll be.
There you go.
You know, that's how a lot of marriages go. We're together forever until forever comes. And sometimes forever comes a lot quicker.
I was getting ready to say, usually 6 months down the road.
6 months down the road, forever's come sliding in. But not with this person on Friday night. This thing is going to run forever.
All right.
And forever is going to be a long period of time. But remember, plug time is big here. This Friday night. Friday night. You do not want to miss it. Friday Night Live on the station. I'm sure you're already a fan. We've had the person who originally co-hosted that show. We've had a month of guest co-host. This Friday, we have the new co-host from here to eternity, starting Friday, 8:15 to 10 o'clock, live. And the only two characteristics I'm giving you is that they are blonde and they are somebody you've heard before. That's it.
You've had a lot of auditions for this.
I've had a lot of auditions, Terry. Do you know how, at one point, when the original co-host of that show left, I had said, I need a new co-host.
Yes.
Because that's not an interview show.
Right.
For the most part.
It's like a variety,
It's a variety show.
Yeah.
And you can't do it alone.
Right.
Really. So, I mean, I guess I could, but there's not much variety there.
Mm-hmm.
So, when that person departed about a month ago, I, you know, put up auditions for a...
Permanent.
Well, I guess I didn't put up auditions.
You put up almost like a wanted, you know. Like
We needed somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And boy, there was a large response.
Yeah.
And first thing I had to do was weed through all the people who responded to find four people who I could give tryouts to.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did our tryouts.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. So.
So you've made the decision from the four people that you had. The final four, so to speak, or whatever.
I won't say that.
Okay.
But I will say that the people who came in and guest hosted, 75% of them were fine.
I would say everybody really talented. A lot of them really talented.
A lot of them really talented, and some not.
But these are the ones that made the cut, or this person made the cut from.
But I won't say that this person was. I won't confirm or deny that it was one of the people who auditioned.
Okay.
Fair enough. I won't say that. But I will say that based upon other factors, that this person is going to be the new co-host. And I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Was this person like an unexpected person that you didn't think was going to, but ended up somehow, I don't know what the word is, they somehow surprised you? I mean...
Oh, no, I've always been impressed by this person.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, no, I've always been impressed by this person. This person has a lot of very solid
like
traits.
Good quality, okay.
Good qualities that really will make a radio show a destination point.
Okay, good.
On Friday
good.
Night.
A meter mover or whatever, so to speak. They'll
yeah.
Make you move the meter.
Yeah, we'll move the meter every Friday night here.
But hopefully not the opposite way to where people turn. No, I'm just kidding.
No, okay. No chance of that, Terry.
Okay.
Nobody's going to turn it in the opposite
okay.
direction.
I'm just throwing that out there. So.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, it's my first time being back here in 4 months.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah. I want to do some trivia, man. We got to do some trivia.
We might have some trivia
all
here.
All right.
We might have
I some love when we do some trivia, man.
Some trivia.
We always get great answers from callers when they call in and try to...
You know, the trivia I started last week, and we did not get very far with this, was the music trivia. And I like the music trivia.
Like bands and stuff? Or?
Well, no. What I did was we came up with this... First time we did this, it went very well.
Uh-huh.
And then we had some issues with it last week. But that could have been for a multitude of
reasons. Yeah.
So we'll give it a shot here again this morning. Basically, I give you some lines of a song.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to give me the next line.
Okay. Almost like a name that tune type.
Name that tune.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So, if you're out there listening, 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944, here are the songs. Now, I did some of these last week, we never got the answer, so let's see. All you have to do is come up with the next line, and you don't have to sing it. All you got to do is give me the next line.
Uh-huh.
Here's the first one. Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River, Life is Old There, Older Than the Trees... What's the next line? Just got to give me the next line. You don't have to sing the rest of the song.
Right.
You just have to give me the very next line.
Okay.
That's it. Remember, Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River, Life is Old There, Older Than the Trees. What's the next line? Okay, that one's out there on the table. Here's another one. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. What's the next line? That one.
Yeah.
It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. What's the next line? And then the other one that we had last week was, I'll get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way, and I'll get community service no matter which law I break. I'll make the supermarket tabloids. They'll write some awful stuff. What's the next line? Those are the songs.
Okay.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't have to sing them. You don't have to know the name of the song. All you got to do is just give me the next line, and you can just talk it. Remember, Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River, Life is Old There, Older Than the Trees. Next line. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss, it's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. Next line. I'll get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way, and I'll get community service no matter which law I break. I'll make the supermarket tabloids, they'll write some awful stuff. Next line. That's the trivia. And for you people who are not big into music, I will give you a little bit of our just regular pop culture trivia here. Now, some of these pop culture questions, we are just not good at getting the answers to. So hopefully this morning we'll be a little better at it than we have been in the weeks past. Okay, here we go. On Three's Company, what was Larry... the upstairs neighbor's last name. On Three's Company, what was Larry, the upstairs neighbor's last name? Which professional wrestler popped both of John Stossel's ears during a 2020 interview? Who was that? What was Reverend Jim's real last name on Taxi? What a great show that was. And here's one more for you. What was the name of the headmaster at the Eastland School of Girls on The Facts of Life during its first year? What was the name of the headmaster at the Eastland School for Girls on the facts of life during its first season. Got that. What is Reverend Jim's real last name on Taxi? What professional wrestler popped both of John Stossel's eardrums during a 2020 interview? On Three's Company, what was Larry's, the upstairs neighbor's, last name? Or if you know any of the music lines.
Oh, it just came to me. I know his last name now.
You know Larry?
Yeah.
All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's all you have to do. Dial the digits. We'll get you up on the air.
It just came to me, yeah. Because I watched that show religiously. I used to love that show.
Well, you know, Three's Company was... I could never really get into it, to be honest with you.
Really?
I don't know why that Three's Company did not... do it for me.
Didn't but do it for you.
It just didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched episodes.
Right.
Because it's on constantly.
Yeah.
But it just has never done anything for me.
I think it's one of those ones you got it. Probably the first couple episodes. I can't talk today. Excuse me. The first couple of episodes, you don't really. Maybe you really don't get it. But then, you know, as you. The more episodes you watch of it, the more. It begins to kind of make sense that, you know, you're kind of getting the story the first couple of episodes. Here's a guy living with two girls, you know, and then as the episodes proceed, then...
Then you get the right answers.
Yeah,
let's go to the phones, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Was that the one that slapped him and broke his eardrum? Was that David Schultz?
That was Dr. D.
David Schultz.
Dr. D. David Schultz. Popped John Stossel's ears during an interview on 2020. You've got it right. How you doing this morning?
I'm staying in and staying dry.
Staying dry. That's the way to do it. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, 47 minutes past the hour here. Yes, it was Dr. D. David Schultz who popped John Stossel's eardrum.
It was a special on professional wrestling. Is that?
Yeah, and I think John asked a question that Dr. D. did not like.
Yes.
So he got his eardrums popped.
I remember that. I remember.
You know, in all the interviews I've done, I don't think anybody's ever popped my eardrums.
No.
I've tried to avoid that over the years.
Yeah, because maybe you didn't interview Dr. D. David Schultz.
No, and maybe I won't.
No.
Stay out of his way.
Yeah.
On Three's Company, what was Larry... the upstairs neighbor's last name? What was Larry's name, last name, on Three's Company?
He was so funny. Richard Klein. Oh,
Richard Klein.
Oh,
yeah.
He was funny, man.
What was Reverend Jim's real last name on Taxi?
Boy, my dad would know this. That was his favorite character. He loved it.
Taxi was great.
Oh, he loved Jim, man.
Reverend Jim's real last name on Taxi. What was the name of the headmaster of the Eastland School for Girls on the first year of the Facts of Life? Does anybody know what that...
Boy, just thinking of that cast, though, from Taxi. What, did we have Tony Danza and Danny DeVito and...
It's very interesting. I'm going to get throughout two more here.
Go ahead, yeah.
On Punky Brewster, how was she abandoned by her mother? Remember, Punky was an orphan.
Yeah.
On Punky Brewster, how was she abandoned by her mother? And here's one more for you. What actor was famous for the line, Nanu, Nanu?
Ah.
There's one for you.
Yeah.
So the question's on the table. What actor was famous for the line, Nanu, Nanu? On Punky Brewster, how was she abandoned by her mother? Who was the headmaster on the first year of Facts of Life at the Eastland School? What was Reverend Jim's real last name on Taxi? On Three's Company, what was Larry, the upstairs neighbor's, last name? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Or can you give me the next line in any of these songs? Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River, Life is Old There, Older Than the Trees. What's the next line? It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss, it's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. What's the next line? And then maybe we'll go to another one here in a minute. Go ahead, caller.
Was that Robin Williams?
Nanu Nanu was Robin Williams from the Mork and Mindy fame. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Very on the dot right there.
Yeah.
It was Robin Williams. Okay, on Punky Brewster, how was she abandoned by her mother? How was Punky Brewster abandoned by her mother on the television show Punky Brewster? What was the name of the headmaster of the Eastland School for Girls on the Facts of Life in the first season? What was Reverend Jim's real last name on Taxi? On Three's Company, what was Larry, the upstairs neighbor's, last name? Oh, maybe somebody knows the answer to one of those questions. Go ahead, caller.
My husband says Jim's last name was Ignatowski.
Well, this is interesting. This'll go down as a very interesting answer, because on the show his name was Reverend Jim Ignatowski. But in the storyline of Taxi, Reverend Jim had kind of been a college burnout, got involved in drugs, and they learned during the course of the series that Jim Ignatowski was not his real name, that he had actually come from a very upper-class family, and his real last name was not Ignatowski.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's a good guess, because his name was Reverend Jim Ignatowski, but his real last name on the show, the character, was not Ignatowski.
Okay, that is interesting.
If somebody was a Taxi fan, they would remember, because then there were episodes dealing with Reverend Jim and his kind of highfalutin family.
Okay, all right. Man. Well, I'll have my husband dig deeper in the recesses of his mind.
In the recesses of his mind. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine.
Maybe call a taxi if you need to.
Listening to you.
Hey, thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I don't know if that's the best thing to do in the morning.
We are your quarantine outlet.
Quarantine outlet. That's what we are here at WWGH Radio. On Three's Company, what was Larry's last name? The upstairs neighbor on Three's Company, Larry, what was his last name? What was Reverend Jim's real last name on Taxi? Not Ignatowski. Ignatowski was the name that he gave himself after he left his rich family. What was Reverend Jim's real last name on Taxi? Who was the headmaster on The Facts of Life during the first season? That's an interesting one. Go ahead, caller.
What was the song that you started off with, the lyrics?
The lyrics were Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River, Life is Old There, Older Than the Trees.
Younger Than the Mountains, Growing Like a Breeze.
That's it. Younger Than the Mountains, Growing Like a Breeze. And that was the late, great John Denver. I don't remember what the song was.
West Virginia.
Was it West Virginia?
Country Roads.
Country Roads. There you, hey, thank
Country
you for getting
Roads.
That. Perfect.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Country Roads.
It's a regular Name That Tune this
Take
morning.
Me home.
And that's how that's done, by the way. That's,
to the place.
Oh, here in the moods.
Where I
Sing
belong,
out.
West Virginia, Mountain Mama.
That's one of those songs that has remained popular long after John Denver kind of took a dive for the worst.
Headed for the hills.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, on Three's Company, Larry's last name is Dallas.
Yes.
Larry's last name was Dallas. Hey, how you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Hey, thank you for listening.
Perfect. Thank you. That's why I said it took me a minute, but it finally came to me.
It was. On Three's Company, Larry's last name, the upstairs neighbor, was Dallas.
The big debate on that's always been, who's better, the Ropers or Mr. Furley?
Mr. Furley. The Ropers were good, but Mr. Furley, I thought, was
I thought he was great. I mean, he to me, was...
How can you not go with Don Knotts?
Yeah.
49 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. What was Reverend Jim's real last name on Taxi? Now, not Ignatowski, but what was his real last name on Taxi?
From his highfalutin family.
Highfalutin family. What was the name of the headmaster of the Eastland School for Girls on The Facts of Life during its first year? Does anybody know that? On Punky Brewster, how was she abandoned by her mother? What show was Family Matters a spinoff of? Does anybody know that? That's kind of interesting.
Mm. I got an idea, but I don't know if it's right.
That's an interesting...
it's a good little...
I never thought about that. Go ahead, caller.
Is Jim's last name Caldwell?
Caldwell! Now, did that come out of your head?
No, I actually had to look it up because I was the one that could only remember Ignatowski.
Okay, remember Ignatowski. Now, here's one for you. You don't have to... If you just remember... Did you watch a lot of Taxi when it was on?
Yes.
Okay. This is why I remember that. Mr. Caldwell, who played Jim's father when he finally would go back home and visit.
Yeah.
Do you remember
was
the actor?
Was it Bruno?
No, do you do you remember? It was a famous actor. Do you remember the famous actor who portrayed his father? Raymond. Raymond Burr.
Oh.
Perry Mason. Yeah.
Yep, it was Raymond Burr.
Jeez, that goes way back. And I think the storyline was that his mother, Jim's mother, had passed away or something, and it was just his dad was alive, and he, something about one of them went to Harvard, and I remember bits and pieces of stuff, but.
Yeah, I think Jim went to Harvard, and then he got involved in the drug scene, and then he just changed his name to Reverend Jim Ignatowski. But his real name was Jim Caldwell. Yeah, and his father was portrayed on Taxi by Raymond Burr.
Raymond Burr. Oh, wow. Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
Wow.
Yep, that's what it was, Caldwell.
Caldwell.
Somebody, like, when I gave that question not too long ago, they scolded me. As if, no, it's Ignatowski. No, it is Caldwell. Uh-huh. It was Caldwell. His real name was not Ignatowski.
Yeah, during and the storyline, you know, yeah.
He, right, and his father was
Raymond Burr. Burr.
And, of course, Reverend Jim was portrayed by legendary actor Christopher Lloyd, Doc from Back to the Future.
Oh, he's so funny, man.
So
you
funny.
You know, he's one of the writers on, or executive producer or something for the, what's the show with Ed O'Neill and... it's Modern Family.
Well, I can believe it.
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd, funny guy. All right. What was the name of the headmaster of the Eastland School for Girls on The Facts of Life during its first year? What was the name of the headmaster of the Eastland School for Girls on The Facts of Life during its first year? How did Punky Brewster get abandoned by her mother? How was Punky Brewster abandoned by her mother? What show was Family Matters, which was Urkel?
Yeah.
That's how you used to refer to it in the 90s. Yeah. Urkel. Is Urkel on?
Can I do that?
Oh, let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Happy birthday to James Compton, grandpa of the King Shakespeare. May the Virgin Mary and all her angels pray for Jim and all of her family and all of the people that listen to WGH.
Well, this is the one and only.
This is your grandfather's birthday, 4/13/2020.
You have got it right. This is the Queen of Dance, Martha Dowse, calling in. Yes, how's Grandpa doing today, Martha?
Well, he's not up yet. But last night, he wasn't up all day yesterday, Scott. But last night at 9 o'clock, I went down and he said, no, I don't feel like getting out of bed, Martha. I said, well, honey, I'm going to sing happy birthday to you and put things on your door. So I put colored things for his door. It's real pretty, and it says Happy Easter, and it says some Betty B-U-N-N-Y loves you.
Well, I love that, Martha. I appreciate that you did that yesterday.
That's
and
awesome.
It's, yes, it is his birthday, and I'm sure it'll be a good day. I thank you, Martha, for all that.
Is Charlie there with you?
No, Charlie's not in today, possibly on Wednesday.
Well, let him know that Martha Dowse is praying the rosary for him.
I will let him, I know, Charlie might be listening right now.
I'm a Catholic. You know that.
I do.
They had a mass yesterday. Josephinum had it, and Father Ryan was on the television.
Well,
Ryan was here in Marion. He's gone to Columbus now. He used to come out here and take my confession. And I say I'm a cat licker.
Martha,
you know what my cat looks like, remember, honey?
I do remember your cat.
You know it died?
Oh, did it die?
Marilyn came in the other in July and said, Mom, I've got some terrible, terrible news for you today. I says, what? What's the matter? She says, Fisk just died of a liver infection at Dr. Conser. And then she put an 8x10 picture up right by my sink of me and a picture holding the cat that Dick Schlatter took of me over at Seton Square.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Martha, but I know you had a close relationship with that cat, and as I say...
It weighed 22 pounds.
It was a big cat. I remember it, Martha.
I bought it at the Humane Society. You know, on my 80th birthday, Scott's years, I opened my refrigerator to get some milk out for my coffee, and two mice was in my refrigerator, Scott.
Oh, my. There were two mice in the Dowse house? There was a mouse in the Dowse house?
Yep.
Oh, my.
And I had a mouse in my blouse. And my name is Louise. I'm Martha Louise. I got Luann Louise. She's got Heidi Louise. And Heidi, my granddaughter, loved President Reagan. So she had Reagan Louise. And I went down to the dining room the other day, and I had to be pushed in my wheelchair. And Curtis, the maintenance man here, says, Martha Louise likes to be squeezed. You like cheese, you like peas, and Martha Louise, you lost your keys.
That
he is the rhymingest person in the whole world, and he loves the Jets.
Oh, how great.
And when they said that we were going to give up the midget football, he said, Martha, I got something to tell you that you're not going to like to hear. And he said, no more midget football. And I am very upset. My nephew plays for the Jets and has for years. God, I'm so unhappy we don't have no midgets.
Well, hopefully in the future they'll be able to put something together and...
Hey, speaking of midgets, one of the nurses, she got a little boy, and she took him to the Buckeye game. And do you know they have the largest Ohio State drum major in the world? He's 8 feet tall, and Scott, they got a midget drum major now. You know that?
I didn't know, no, Martha. I did not know that the rules had loosened up and they could let little people in now.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Martha.
Speaking of Ohio State, I got an Ohio State cup that is darling that I got for $224.
Oh. Oh, a 224, we all know what that is.
I bought it at the bingo store in December for you.
Well, thank you, Martha.
Martha, I can't wait to see you.
Me either, Martha. We're going to break, and when Grandpa gets up, tell him happy birthday, and I will see him at some point today.
Well, I'm going to have him go down and watch TV with me. I'm going over to his room right now.
Perfect. Say hello, Martha.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
Love you. All right. Oh. Terry, can you believe it?
I can't believe
they now let short people
be drum majors.
Be drum majors.
Yeah.
Man.
I can't believe it.
I can't imagine. Do you know how far the baton would have to go up?
I was getting ready. The only thing that came to my head was I was thinking the baton may be taller than them.
You know, they used to just throw the little person.
You.
Forget the baton.
Yeah.
Who needed it?
Yeah.
Now, what? Was it cat
let's not finish that.
Yeah, no.
Just finish that right there, right now.
Stop right
there. Listen, we've got Terry's top 10 list coming up at the top of the hour and so much more here on WWGH Radio 107, for which today stands for Grandpa's birthday. There you go. All right, we'll be back.
Well, because you've been very kind, very fair, you don't jump in and attack me every time I open my mouth, and I think they're a reporter.
Streaming live on the internet at WWGH 107.